So I've come to Open Road here in Colchester. Open Road and the location first, Queen Street, so in between the Minories and First Sight. I guess a lot of people around the town know about Open Road, mainly through the very, very visible SOS bus you see around the town. But there's a lot more to the work which Open Road does, which is what interests me today. So I've come to dig around and find out a lot more and see how people in the town can hopefully help out a bit more. So I've got three guests, and so I have got Sue, Peter and Carol, all from Open Road, with varying different roles and responsibilities. I'm going to first of all start off with Carol and ask you please, so can you explain a bit more so and define what Open Road is here in Colchester?
Open Road was established 22 years ago. It was actually in somebody's front room of their house, a couple who realised that there was a problem with people with drug and alcohol addictions. They weren't getting enough support. So from somebody's front room in Colchester, it's now developed to a £3 million a year turnover service, which covers the whole of Essex and the whole of Suffolk and further afield as well. But our heart is really in Colchester. This is where we started. And today we're sitting at the treatment centre in Queen Street, which is one of 13 centres we run across East Anglia.
So the main aims really of your organisation is to support and help people that have issues with drug abuse. Would that be fair?
Drug and alcohol and other addictions, yes. And our emphasis is very much on recovery, so people can come along to us at any stage of concern, or their families or friends can come to us. And our aim is to give those people respect, individual help, and get them on the road to recovery, not just managing the drugs or reducing the alcohol, but actually getting them out the other end, which is why we run a whole range of services.
And I've been treated. I've had a walk around the building. I think one thing which became very clear to me is also important to emphasise, and so you're very non-judgmental, and that is, I guess, quite key to the work that you carry out here. You couldn't probably do your work if you had any kind of issues about the users which you're helping.
That's correct. And we don't turn people away, and we stick with them. And when we ask our successful clients to write or talk about what they've enjoyed or what they found successful with Open Road, they always come back to the fact that we give individual care, we tailor their recovery programs to them, and we stick with them. We never turn them away.
Okay, if we could perhaps maybe think about some of the services that Open Road provides. And so if you do need some help, or if you're a user, what are some of the very, very practical things that you can provide here at Queen Street?
We supply a various programme of activities for clients. One of the new services we're providing now is a structured recovery programme, which runs in phases. It's a 12-week programme with a dedicated phases going through it. So you've got your phase one, which is sort of get people getting used to being in groups, just getting sort of building up that confidence. Then you can move into the phase three, which is a more of a sort of social, psychosocial intervention, looking at various models of recovery. And then phase three, this is a little bit more about social integration, sort of looking at, we could take them to the college, to the library, maybe looking at other courses, dependent on each client. Some clients may not need that. And also looking at other help out there. You know, it's not just about Open Road, identifying other self-help groups, etc., to continue the recovery. Recovery is a lifelong thing. We're here to hopefully start that journey into recovery.
And I know, I guess, with that in mind, so you also work with the housing department at the Borough Council and different employment agencies. So the recovery is the main thing, but it's the next stage from on there. So finding somewhere decent to live, hopefully to get back into employment. Is that something which you also touch upon?
Yes. We also work with families. We would work with all the family members. We have a programme called MPAC, Moving Parents and Children Together, where we work with the children of substance misusers and work with the whole of the family to address those problems that the children may encounter, so then they don't repeat the patterns and go on to misuse, hopefully, when they're adults.
Yeah, and we must have, also as well, as I've just talked about the structured intervention programme, but obviously for a lot of people who maybe are working, have got housing, are in employment, We offer one-to-one services, which is high intervention, structured intervention, which is sort of follows the counselling type of lines. And also we offer evening appointments and breakaway groups, such as abstinence groups, alcohol groups, so people can sort of use the centre who maybe have difficulties in getting to daytime appointments.
And where do most people find out about you, or what is the kind of referral system where people can come into Open Road? Is it an open door sort of drop-in place, or do you have referrals?
At many of our centres, it's an open door drop-in policy. So a lot of our people are self-referrers, and actually that's a really important part of the recovery process too. They haven't been forced to come. They've realised. A lot of it is word of mouth, because people who know about us realise we give a very good service. We also have a more structured referral system through GPs, for example. So we try and maintain very good relationships with our local GPs so that they can, recognise in their patients people who would benefit from our services, and they will come along that way. We have a tent at the V Festival, and we go along and provide, it's called the Chill Out Tent, and not only do we support people, provide a safe haven for people who've been revelling a bit too enthusiastically, but it also raises the awareness of who we are there, so that young people who maybe think they or their friends have got a bit of a problem now know about us through being at the V Festival.
And I guess there also there's some crossover with what people in Colchester must know about is the SOS bus, which is very, very visible. So it's very important for you to have your message out there. But there's much more work that you do here at Open Road than just the SOS bus. But can we perhaps explain about some of the services that are available on the SOS bus at weekends and why it's so important that that's around the town?
Okay, the SOS bus, although sometimes these buses in the media are called booze buses and drunk tanks, they've talked about in London as well, we don't like to use those terms because, yes, we do deal with revellers who've had too much to drink or too many drugs or a mixture of both, and we provide the basic first aid and care and bottles of water that those people need. But we're also a safe haven in the town centre because you'd be amazed at how often vulnerable people, they've been overcome by drink or drugs and they are very vulnerable to being taken advantage of, and they use the bus as a safe haven, or the police. We work very closely with the police, street pastors and the doormen on the pubs and clubs, and they know that the bus is there to send people to if they need a safe haven. We've also got our medical team. We work with emergency doctors and they provide medics who stitch people and staple and glue and deal with the more serious cases which may need referring to hospital. So it's not just a booze bus.
So if somebody has some kind of mishap in town on a Friday night and they perhaps might need A&E, but rather than go all the way to A&E, then the SOS bus there has got the medical help where people can get patched up and hopefully be safe.
Saves ambulances. Yeah, absolutely.
Funding. Always quite tricky to talk about and difficult. And so where does the main source of funding come for Open Road, please?
We, like all charities these days, it's a very competitive field. We have to tender for our main sources of funding, which ultimately come from the government via the County Council. So most of our funding comes from those very rigorous tender processes. We're delighted we've won the Essex contract for another 5 years. So we've also won a Suffolk contract, and we're looking elsewhere into Norfolk and elsewhere in the region. We have all the usual fundraising events. We've got our charity ball coming up in September. We'd love people to come along to that. And we have local fundraising events in our centres, in Colchester, for example. We've had an allotment open day, I think, where the allotment service users on the allotment were selling some produce, plants and vegetables. And in Jaywick, where Sue works, we've got things up and coming, haven't we, Sue?
Yes, we have. We've got a mini Olympics on the 8th of August, so we're hoping that will go down well. And for the air show, we'll be working one day in Jaywick and one day in Clacton, walking around as pilots.
So when you're trying to secure funding, the way that these things, sadly, are always sort of tied down, you need to try and demonstrate the need for what you're doing or what you've been achieved. It just seems that what you've got in place here is really quite unique. Is there any way that you can sort of gauge the success that Open Road is carrying out in Colchester? How do you actually justify?
If I could just draw you back, there's one or two services that we offer that weren't mentioned earlier. We do an awful lot with the criminal justice as well, because we help out, we supply recovery programmes for what are called DRR clients, drug rehabilitation requirement, who come from probation. So we supply them that service. Which is usually a 12-week programme. So rather than sort of being incarcerated in prison, they're given a chance to prove themselves. So they'll be drug tested and they'll come to Open Road where we'll supply a programme for them. We've also recently as well gone into partnership with IPDAS, Young Persons Drug and Alcohol Services. So we are looking at a lot more of a sort of holistic service here. I just thought it was important to get that across, as it wasn't mentioned earlier.
And also, I don't know if that perhaps answers the question. And so how do you sort of gauge your success? Your success maybe is keeping people out of prison and managing their recovery. Is that how you would look at it?
Very much so, yes. Recovery isn't just putting someone on an intensive course and pushing them out the other end. It's a long term, it's a lifelong thing, which is why when Sue mentions the family work we do, often there's a cycle of drug abuse within, you know, across generations. And the programmes Sue specialises in work on breaking that cycle, working with the young people. Programmes that Peter describes about the probation, people who have come out of prison on probation. They're not just let onto the streets with no further support. You know, it's services like the ones we provide which help them get a bit of structure into their lives, and they know they've got somewhere to go. One of our really successful programmes, which we run here in Colchester but elsewhere, are our breakfast clubs, because that provides people somewhere to get out of bed in the mornings, get up, come along, have a healthy meal, but also sit and be sociable, communicate with others, and also it's a good opportunity for us then to offer them other services while they're here. They're really successful.
Okay, a final question, and I think probably the most important one. So how can people in the area in Colchester, how can they support Open Road? How can they get involved? What do you guys need? Money is going to be, or time, I guess.
We always welcome donations, obviously. Every donation can be put towards a useful cause. So £5 can help us towards providing breakfast. £100 can help towards a day out on a larger scale. Looking at the centre we're sitting in now, you can see it's a bit tired, needs lots of renovations, and we're always looking to raise money for renovations to make sure our centres are nice places for people to come. The other big thing we need help with always is volunteers. We have about 90 staff across Open Road, but we have over 250 active volunteers, including those on the SOS bus. And we're always looking for people, always happy to talk to people who might be interested in volunteering of any sort. Might be counselling, in the office, on the bus, out and about, a whole range of things. And if you look at the website, you'll see all the volunteering opportunities.
Yeah, and I guess that must be the first point of contact. And so Google Open Road, and then there's all more further details there. And then you can see a lot more about the organisation and how to get in touch.
Absolutely.
Okay, that could be a good place to end. So thank you to Carol, to Peter and to Sue for explaining a lot more about Open Road. Very, very interesting. Thank you.
Thank you.